Okay, today's daf is Yevamah's daf Samach Gimel, and we are on Samach Beis Amid Beis towards the bottom. Just one ha'ara that I forgot to mention yesterday, and that is the question of the Turei Evan. Yesterday on Samach Beis Amid Aleph, the Gilyon Hashas points to the Turei Evan in Rosh Hashanah on Daf Chaf Ches, who asks, how is it possible that Rabbi Yochanan could say that somebody would be yotzei their mitzvah of puravu with the children that they had when they were non-Jewish after the Turei Evan? But isn't that like somebody eating matzah when they are a shote? The Gemara tells us in Rosh Hashanah, if somebody is itim shote, itim shafui, sometimes they are in a state of mental incapacitation, and then sometimes they are not. So then if they eat matzah b'shas shtus, so then they're not yotze the mitzvah. They have to eat matzah at a time when they are mentally, they have their mental faculties. So asks the Turei Evan, how is it possible that here somebody can be yotze a mitzvah when they are yotze puravu when they're not Jewish? After all, that is not a time of zman chiyuva. So all the achronim deal with this question. The Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Aleph in Os Yud Dalet quotes this question from the Turei Evan and says, no, there's a big difference between the mitzvah of Puravu and the other mitzvahs. What we called yesterday, Maisa versus Totsa'a. Bishlama matzah velulav, di yatza ha-mitzvah kisha'achal matzah unatal lulav. When it comes to matzah and lulav, there's a moment in time, or a few moments in time, at which time you're yotze the mitzvah. Al kein shapir, therefore, inatalo achal be'eshahaya pater, eno potro, lizman achiv. So then, if you don't do the mitzvah at the time that you're mechuyev, you do it at a time when you're mufka from all mitzvahs, you're not going to be yotze. And by the time you become, quote-unquote, shafui, healthy again, then there's no more mitzvah. Aval hacha, da mitzvah hi bekol rega v'ha mitzvah sheyiu lo banim. The mitzvah is to be able to have children, and as long as they live, you're fulfilling the mitzvah. Right now, like we had yesterday, the chakira of the Rebbe Yosef Engel, Puravu versus Loshevis. So this is not saying Puravu is a maisa ha-mitzvah like he was saying, but this is saying that Puravu in general, it's to have the children. Imkein begeruso, ba'esha chala lavachiyuv, mekayim mitzvahs peri v'rivya. Why? Because it's a continuous, it's a mitzvah memushachas, says the Minchas Chinuch. Dara yesh lo banim, ve'no nutzrichim lavo machmas kiyim ha-mitzvah dimitchila. We're not saying, oh, were you yotzei earlier? No, right now. Da'afim kiyim ha-mitzvah mitchila, lo mahani b'hayu lo banim v'mesu rak ikra mitzvah shiyu lo banim v'siyachasu acharav v'ariyu makayim ha-ka'es v'rak ha-hechsher mitzvah na'asa b'ptur. And therefore, it is enough. Again, and his lashon again is, the mitzvah zu eina kishar mitzvos kugon lulav matzah v'domein de'in lehem meshach zman rak tekev sha'asa ha-mitzvah yatsa aval kan eino kein da'biya lo havi guf ha-mitzvah rak hechsher mitzvah v'ikra mitzvah hi leidas ha-banim b'kol rega chal olav achiyav. That is the Minchas Chinuch. Another answer could be, you don't have to say the radical term of Puravu, right? What do we hold that Mesu, right, that you're not, well, it's not going to be Yotze. Does that mean you have to say what the Minchas Chinuch says? That every second you're Yotze? No, it could be you were Yotze once, but you could undermine it with a t'nai that they will outlive the person. If they don't outlive the person, then Mamelo, your mitzvah lamafreya, is stopped now. You don't have to say the mitzvah is included every second. You could be machalik differently between a moment when somebody is not mentally there versus a time when somebody is not Jewish. As we said, they're in the world, like we saw quoted from the Aruch Lanier yesterday, before Matan Torah they were involved. So there are other ways to get out of the question, but just to point out, that was the Turei Evan's Kasha that the Gilyon Hashas points to on yesterday's daf. Okay. Again, remember, these months of Shiurim is sponsored by the Kubieski family in commemoration of Jonah Kubieski's attainment of Shnas Gevura. Okay, let us continue now. Samach Beis, Amid Beis, towards the bottom, right after the Rabbi Akiva Gemaras of his Talmidim dying between Pesach and Shavuos. Again, a lot of Torah is discussed at that time of year about this Gemara. So we are on the third medium line on Samach Beis Amid Beis. Amar Rabbi Tanchum, Amar Rabbi Chaniloi. Kol Adam she'ein lo isha, shorei below simcha, below bracha, below tova. Someone who is not married, someone who does not have a wife, does not have happiness or bracha or a tova or goodness. Below simcha, dechsi v'samachta, ata uveisecha. Ultimate goodness is when you're with your family, when you're with your wife and kids, right? The Klei Yakar writes in Parshas Bo, this was the machlokas between Moshe and Paro. Paro says, who are you going to take? Who's going to go with you? And meaning, he was saying, you're going out to be makrib some animals, kambardas to your gods, so Just the men. What isn't that spirituality? Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Bin areinu v'zkeinu neilech b'vaneinu b'vanoseinu." Our holidays are family focused. Our holidays, our simcha, is with our families, as the pasuk says here. V'samachta atov esecha. Below bracha dichsiv lahaniach bracha al besecha. Below tova dichsiv lo tov heos adam levado. As we already was mentioned yesterday, it's not good. It's not tov for a person to be alone. Bima Arava Amri in Eretz Yisrael, they added, Bilo Torah, Bilo Choma. If someone's not married, he cannot achieve his shlemus in Torah. Bilo Torah Dechsiv, Hayim Ein Ezrasi Bi, if my help, my Azer, my wife is not with me, Vitushia, Tushia, wisdom, that's a reference to the Torah, Nidcha Mimeni, is pushed away from me. So only when a person gets married and has a wife, can he achieve a shlemus in Torah? He has the proper perspective in Torah once one is married. Below choma dichsiv, and that's also part of the reason about that in the sugya we'll discuss that Hashem later in terms of osik b'mitzvah and stopping to learn Torah in order to get married, right? Because getting married is part of Talmud Torah. It's going to lead to more Talmud Torah. So Rambam describes in Hilchas Ishus. So hopefully we'll get back to that sugya of osik b'Torah pater min ha-mitzvah, not applying to osik b'mitzvah. Okay, Viter, below choma, with somebody does not have a wife, he's without a wall, without protection. Dechsiv nikeva tisovev gaver, a female surrounds and protects the man, and that is also a figurative protection. Right, that's what they say. Some suggest why a woman walks around the chasen seven times under the chuppah. She is creating a new protection for him. She is his surrounding. The minhag is also for the kala to buy the chasen, the talus, because the talus is a symbolic protection. Like the tefillah we say before we put on our talus in the morning. Well, talus yifros kenefav, right? It's going to protect me from all the dvarim chitzoniim and bring me to Gan Eden, the beautiful tefillah that is said before one puts on a talus. That's nekeva tesoviv gaver. By the way, we see Gaver, right? 2 days ago we had the thought of the Olos Ephraim, the Klayakar, about the four words that are used in the Torah, in the Tanakh, to mean man, and three out of four can be found in the plural, like Gaver, right? Gvarim. But the only one that can't is Adam, and that was his word about the uniqueness and Achdus of the Jewish people. Rava bar Ula Amar below Shalom. A person is found without peace. Tichsiv, yadata ki shalom alecha. You shall know that there will be peace in your tent. Ufakadta navecha velosechta. When you are poked, when you come home, velosechta, and one will not sin. So you see shalom associated with ohel. Person's ohel is his isha. Amar, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, second wide line. Kol yodea beishto shehi yiras shamayim veino pokta nikra chote. Anyone who knows that his wife is a yare shamayim, a fear of heaven, and he does not a pokeda, she doesn't focus on her specifically in terms of conjugal rights. Veino pokta Rashi betashmish beeso nasa nikra chote. He's a sinner. Right, the Mefarshim say this doesn't only mean if she has Yirat Shemayim. If she has Yirat Shemayim, then she knows the certain intervals that are expected. And Rashi is pokta bishas onasa at the intervals. So that's a chote, because a lot of it is about the expectations. V'shenemar ki adata ki shalom alecha v'gomer. Right, and that's what all of these lines are about. It's about the husband and the wife have to be in tune with each other's expectations, and Be'ez Hashem work together to bring the Shechina, Hashras Hashechina, in their house through that way. V'yam Rav Shimon Levi, Chayav Adam Lifkod Es Ishto B'Shar Shiyozel Laderech. Quoted in Shulchan Aruch, a person has to make sure to be poked his wife. What is poked here? Again, Rashi sounds like it's Bia. Rabbeinu Tam says elsewhere that at least it's a Ritzui and Pius, and making sure she feels good. So it's going to be an important nafgamina in the next line of the Gemara. Person must be poking his wife when he's going out, when he's going on a trip, because that's when she is really, Rashi, misavelo ba'osasha yoser. She's going to miss him, he's going to miss her, and therefore they should be together beforehand. Yotzi laderech, shene'amar v'yadata ki shalom ahalecha v'gomer, all from the same pasuk. Says the Gemara, ha'mehacha nafka. You know the chiyuv of yotzi laderech from this pasuk, mehasam nafka. You know it from the other pasuk, the el ishech teshukasech, rather in Bereishis, to your husband shall be your teshuka, your desire. Melameid shaha isha mishtokekas al baila b'shashu yotzi laderech. So you know from that pasuk, when's the taiva going to be? When he is yotzi laderech. So that's the pasuk that teaches me that a man should be with his wife before he's yotzi laderech. Amr of Yosef, what's the chiddush? The chiddush of the added pasuk is that he should be with his wife when he's yotzi laderech, even if it happens to be at a somewhat risky time period of the month. Lo tzur nitzrcha ela samach levesta. The chiddush is samach levesta. How much is samach levesta? It's close to the time when she is expecting her period. Vestos, the huge topic in Maseches Nida, Machlokes, Daraisa, Derabanan, but close to that time period, even there where it's a little risky, he should still be with his wife. Vekama amarava ona. Right? Why? How much is a vest? Ona, which basically means 12 hours. So what is samach levesta? The post can point out. The Gemara does not say b'shas vesta. Right, if it's a shas vest, as we know from Hilchos Nida, there are certain times when a woman has to be porish from the husband and wife have to be porish from each other because the woman is expecting her period, whether it's in onas beninis or in onas achodesh or in onas hafluga, right? Any of those vestos, vestas hafluga, vestas achodesh, v'chulu. So that's not what the Gemara is talking about. The Gemara says samach levesta. What does samach levesta mean? So samach levesta might mean close to that time period, but not actually in that time period. That's the Shulchan Aruch. That's what the Gemara says here. And Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Nida quotes this idea also. Harosa latiz laderach, the Shulchan Aruch says, in Kuf Pei Dalas Siv Yud, Harosa latiz laderach tzarech lifkot ishto afilu samach levesta. Even if it is samach levesta, that is an obligation. Right, what about, then the Pesachei Tshuva discusses different cases, what about Im'ira Lel Tfila, Kesem Samach Levesta, what about Lel Tfila as a counter-pressure, like Yotzi Laderech is a counter-pressure. So, all these different elements. But let's go back for a step. Does the Gemara mean Samach Levesta? So, step one, Kuf Pei Dalet Siv Bei, says the Shulchan Aruch, Bishas Vesta, at the time of the vest, at the time that a woman is expecting to get her period. So, and again, if a woman has a Vestas Kavua, then only at that moment. If she does not have a Vestas Kavua, then we paskin that she has to be Choshesh and count the three possible Vestos, Vestas Achodesh, Vestas Aflaga, that's the interval, and the Ona Beninis. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Bishas Vesta, Tzorach Lifrosh Mimena, Ona Achas. It has to be Porish, one Ona. Not from Shar Kreva, she's not a Nida, she's just expecting. So only Tashmish is Asur, everything else is Mutter. Imhu Bayom, Parish Bimenu Oso Hayom Kulo. If the vest was Bayom, then you separate the entire day. Afilu Haves Besofo, even if it's the end of the day, still goes by the day. Umutter Miyad Balaila Shala Acharav. Vachen Imhu Bitchilaso, Parish Kolayom, Umutter Kolalaila Shala Fanav. And goes by day or night. The famous Ar Zarua, quoted here in the Shach, also in the Beis Yosef. The Ar Zarua says a vest is, how he understands the Gemara a little differently, it's a 24-hour period, not a 12-hour period. And that is a big chumrah. The Shulchan Aruch does not quote that chumrah. The Beis Yosef doesn't quote that chumrah. The Taz does not quote that chumrah. So again, one has to ask their local Nida authority about that chumrah. But again, it should be clear that it's not in the Gemara, it's not in the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch is mekel against that Ar Zarua, that a vest is only a 12-hour period, and it's only one, that's called one ona. Okay, so that's regular Hilchos Nida comes up. So now, the Nafka Mina we mentioned before, what's allowed here, Rashi Rabbeinu Tam, in terms of Bia or Shar Kravas, it becomes very crucial in terms of this counter-pressure. Is the Gemara even mottering a Maisa Bia when it is Samach Levesta? The Gemara continues three lines to the bottom. When do we say all of these halakas? By a Dvar Rishus. That's when he has to be with her when he's Yotzi Laderach. Avol Dvar Mitzvah, but if he's going out to a mitzvah, Mitzradi. He's Tarud, and therefore, what does that mean? Rashi has two opposite opinions. Rashi says, if he's going out for a Dvar Mitzvah, he does not have to be with his wife. Lo, Mishum, he's Tarud B'Mitzvah. Or, maybe, he might be Tarud B'Tashmish, and he won't end up doing the mitzvah. So, either way, that is a limit. It's only the Dvar Rishus. Tana Rabbanan says the Gemara, Ha'oev es ishto kigufo, v'amachabda yosir migufo. If somebody loves his wife like he loves himself, v'amachabda and honors his wife more than he honors himself. The Maharal writes right here in the Chiddushei Agados, because it's basically impossible to love someone more than yourself. Even that, even making it equal is hard. V'yato recha kamocha. The Ramban writes there in Kedoshin that even that is a guzma. Even that is an exaggeration. Somebody exactly like myself? How is that possible? Says the Ramban. So he explains what it means. It means to act. That's why the Hillel in Shabbos Laman Aleph doesn't say V'Avzarecha Kamocha to the Ger, but he says, don't do what you don't want to you unto your friend. Because that's an easier, that has to do with action, not to do with feeling. So it starts with the Maharal says, but at most, let's say equal. It's not going to be more. That's why the Gemara says, you have to love your wife like yourself, but you can be mechabed her more than yourself. That's in the world of reality. And somebody who is madrich and teaches his children to follow the straight path. And marries them samuch lepirkan. That's a big discussion in the postgame. What exactly does that mean? Samuch lepirkan, close to their age of maturity. Does that mean bishas katnus? Does that mean no? Just what we call maturity. Tosfos here discusses others. Allah, Chasav Omer, but all of these are referred to in that same pasuk, the Adata, Kishalom Ahalecha. Even before we do the second half of this Chazal, always good important to read the Rambam. This is what I mentioned in the past called the refrigerator Rambam. This Rambam has to be on one's refrigerator. The Gemara says it in one direction, but really it applies in both directions. The last couple of halachos of the Rambam, Hilchas Ishus Perek Tezvav. Says the Rambam, describing the idyllic relationship between a husband and a wife. V'chein tzivu chachamim ala isha, she'tei tznua betoch beisa, v'lo tarbe v'schof v'kalas vosh b'fnei baila, v'chulu. V'chein tzivu chachamim, last two halachas, those are the yikar. V'chein tzivu chachamim, she'yehe adam mechabed etz ishto yosem igufo v'o'ava kegufo. V'y mechabed your wife more than yourself, and love her like part of you. V'im yeshlo mamon marbe b'tovasa k'fiya mamon, buy her presents, when she doesn't expect it. Stam out of the blue, buy one's wife flowers or a gift. Why? Stam, because the Gemara says so. Not only, one shouldn't say that, because the Gemara says so. Because the Gemara reminded me how much I love you, and how much I want to express my feelings for you, so that's why I want to do it. V'lo yatel le'emi yaseira, and the husband should not instill undue awe. V'yidiburima b'nachas, always speaking calmly and quietly. V'lo ye'atze v'lo roges. That's the husband to the wife, and also the wife to the husband, says the Rambam. V'chein tzivu chachamim ala isha, she'tehe mechabedes es baila b'yoser midai. She has to be mechabed her husband so much. V'yelo aleha mora. He should not instill mora in her, but she should have mora for him. V'ta'ase kol ma'aseha al piv. She should always do, follow, try to do what he wants. V'yehe be'eneha k'mosar o melech. And he should be a king. Mahaleches b'ta'avas libo u'merecheches kol sheyisna. V'zeo derech b'nos Yisrael u'b'nei Yisrael ha'kedoshim ha'tahorim b'zivugan. This is the way of b'nos and b'nei Yisrael, the holy and the pure in their marriages. U'b'drachem elu ye'yishuvan no'eh u'meshubach. If you follow this, if the focus of the marriage, the Rambam underscores, is about giving and not taking, so then that's a beautiful, gorgeous marriage and will last many, many years. So that is the Rambam, half based on this Gemara, half based on a Gemara elsewhere. Now we're on the last line, continuing. V'ha'oev es shechenov, and somebody who loves his neighbors. V'ha'makariv es krovav. And you try to bring close those that are his krovim. Does this mean relatives? This is emphasizing we're not only supposed to be makariv the rechokim, but also makariv the krovim. V'hanosi es pasachoso, and somebody marries his niece. The Gemara says that's a good idea. And v'hamal v'sel ani b'shas dochako. If somebody lends money to an ani at a time when they are in need, who's the they? The pashas of this Gemara is when the ani needs it. You have to make sure to lend him money. You have to be aware of his situation and lend him money. There's a ksav sofer. Others also suggest it. Ksav sofer and Bahar says maybe the emphasis is malve sel ani b'shas dochako of the malve. When the malve is in need and he still lends money. He doesn't know, oh, only when things are going great. When things are a little difficult, then he stops doing mitzvahs. No, b'shas dochako of the malve. Olav akasav omer, oz tikra v'ashem yane. You will call and Hashem will answer. Tishava v'yomer hineni. You will scream out and he will say, here I am. Period. There is a fascinating machlokes about the last phrase on the bottom of the previous amud. Somebody marries his niece. So we know the Gemara says that's a good idea. An uncle marrying a niece is a great idea. An aunt marrying a nephew is an isadar isa, right? That's not allowed. But why is it formulated as marrying a bas achoso, daughter of one sister? What about the daughter of one's brother? That's also a niece. Is there any reason that the Gemara picks one? So the Rashbam says, no difference. The Rashbam quoted here in Tosfos says, no, Hua did Basachiv. Right? Doesn't make it, just says Basachoso for various reasons. It's more common that that might occur. But Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam say, and the Tosfos Yishanim all say no. Specifically. No se achoso, Rashi says, basachoso, giague adam, rabin alachoso, yosem enachiv. A person feels much closer to his sister than to his brother. Okay? One could argue with that, but that's what Rashi says, and therefore, marrying your sister's daughter will bring you close and fulfill, and have more fulfillment than marrying your brother's daughter. Maybe the point is, marrying your sister's daughter will connect you more with your sister than marrying your brother's daughter, how that would connect you with your brother. Right, might be, you're connected with your brother anyway. Because you're more connected to your sister, so you're going to end up loving her daughter more than marrying your brother's daughter. Number one. Rabbeinu Tam says, no, it's different. Why? As the Gemara says elsewhere, if you want to check out a girl, you check out her mother's brothers. Check out her mother's brothers, because they're going to be similar to the children that will come out of this relationship. So right, as the Gemara says, Rov Banim Domim La Achei Ha'em. So therefore, if you want to be in the same mazel, the same parsha, so if you marry your sister's daughter, so then that is exactly how that relationship can develop. And finally, the third pshat, which is the most amazing. We quoted this many weeks ago. All the way at the beginning of the Masechta, the Tosfos Yishanim is printed on the top of Samach Gimel Amud Aleph. He says, maybe you should not marry your brother's daughter, because what happens if the person ends up dying? So what's going to happen? He's going to fall to Yibum, she's going to fall to Yibum to her father. So that will be Mafkia Mitzvah Yibum. So maybe that's why it shouldn't be done. Amazing. One should think about that lachadchila right now. Again, short-term, long-term view of mitzvos. Why do I have to worry about that now? So what if Yibum doesn't come up? But that is a very striking Tosfos Yishanim right here. Also keep in mind, again, not going to go through it again now, Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid, his Sava, has many, many suggestions and advice. One of them is, one is not allowed to marry Bas Achoso. Not allowed. The Gemara here says it's a great thing to do. And the Rabbi HaChassid says, not allowed. So says the note to be Yehuda in a well-known tshuva. Well, you have one of two choices. Either you have to say Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid was wrong, and he wasn't one of the Baalei HaMasora, and we have to reject what he says. We'd rather not say that. Or we could say that he didn't mean this for all of Klal Yisrael. He was just saying this as an Eitz HaTovah for his family, because he saw, Baruch HaKadosho, that these Zivukim will not be Olim Yafa. And therefore he said it, but he didn't mean it for all of Klal Yisrael. And that's where the Nodeb Yehuda is masik at the end of that Shuvah in Yarudeya. Okay, we continue now. Third line, Samach Gimel Amud Aleph. Yeah. Simin, Isha, Vakarka, Ezer, Zos, Shtei, Habrachos, Tagri, Pachsi. As we'll see, each of those words, that's a mnemonic to remember all of the following statements. Amar Belazar, some famous comments on this stuff as well, as we had yesterday too. Kol Adam She'en Lo Isha, Eino Adam. If somebody is not married, he's not completely an Adam. She'ne'emar, right? So this also proves how saying somebody's not an Adam is not a total rank and insult. Like we said, B'nein, right, Akum are not Adam 2 days ago. Here we're saying everybody who's single. What, everybody who's single, we're saying insulting them? No, it means there's missing an element of Adam. She'ne'emar, back to our Gemara, Zachar u'nekeva bera'am, vayikra eshmam Adam. Hashem created them and called them Adam. So if a person is missing his wife, he's missing half, and he's not an Adam. V'yamar Abelazar, kol Adam she'in lo karka eino Adam. Shenemar ha-shamayim shamayim la-shem, v'ha-aretz nasan livnei Adam. If somebody has land, he's established, he feels kavua b'karka. So also, he's lacking a little bit in being fulfilled. In a certain sense. V'yom Rebbe Lazar Maidich, Siv Eselo Ezer Kenegdo. What does it mean, Rebbe Lazar? Once we're talking about Rebbe Lazar and comments about wives and spouses. So we quote the famous Chazal that Rashi quotes in Bereishis. Eselo Ezer Kenegdo. I will make him an Ezer Kenegdo opposite him. What does that mean? Zacha. If he's Zoche Ozraso, then she will be a help. Lo Zacha. And if not Kenegdo, then she will be against him. So that's the Pashas. It's kind of like a punishment. Lo Zacha Kenegdo. The Hemek Dover also has an important comment that many quote in the Harchev Dover. It's not in the regular Hamak Davar. The regular Hamak Davar, he kind of explains the Chazal. He explains this Chazal. Asalo Ezer Kinegdo. He says, Ezer Kineg, not Ezer, lo, Zacha and Lo Zacha, but he explains the Pasuk, V'adam Azet Tivo Notel Azeh Ha'ofan V'zeh Ha'adam Lehefech. Everybody has a little different personality. So Asalo Ezer Kinegdo, the wife or the husband for each other will be a Ezer Kinegdo, will help him with all elements of his personality. Good. But then he quotes in the Harchev Davar the comment that's quoted by many. And that is, in order to be Ezer, the best Ezer means a little kinegdo. Ela kavanasha hanigud yehela Ezer. Why? Says the Harchev Davar, if the man is someone who is prone to anger, shehu ka'asani v'ragzani, if the woman is also prone to anger, so that at the moment that he gets angry and she's riling him up also, they feel great at the moment. But after they calm down, he realizes that if his wife would have helped him calm down, it would have been much better in the long run. Avagav shebishas harogas hu nene mizeh, v'hi lo le'ezer, aval achar kach shesar harogas yesh lo tsar harbe mizeh, sho sifa ishto esh ve'etzim, she threw in wood to the fire, v'ari kinegdo, ma she'en kein, but if originally she balances him, im tehei min agdaso mitchila, v'teshache chamaso, v'tefayi so so ha'adam, shehu margiz alav, she helps him calm down, even though at that moment, he's upset about it, and sometimes that happens. Our spouse points something out, and like, we know they're right, and we know that it's good, but at the moment, it bothers us. And at the moment, we have difficulty, you know, dealing with it. But in the long run, and a few minutes later, hopefully, you know, we realize that they were right. And that's the Ezer Kinegdo. Mikol makom, hiya Ezer ha'amiti she'en l'mala heimenu. And it's the same thing by every meet. If somebody is totally always happy, so sometimes it's not always good to be, you know, frivolously happy. So again, Ezer Kinegdo is always crucial. The Gavlus of the Vart of the Netziv. Okay, we continue. Again, there is so much here to talk about. Says the Gemara, continuing the Ika de Amri. Others say as follows. We could talk about the Rambam. Also, the Rambam, if I've mentioned it in the past, but if you've never seen it, it's an amazing Rambam to know. The Rambam talks about in the first parak of Pirkei Avos, Kenei Lecha Chaver, the three levels of friend. Kenei Lecha Chaver. Right? Three types of friendships that one could have. Is it a Chaver because they each help each other, like financially? Or is it even deeper than that, that they make each other feel good? In various ways, social ways, emotional ways, physical ways, or the highest level is where both of them, both of the friends, share a mutual goal and value and something that they're shooting for, a dream, and with each other they could get there. And the Rambam says, that's a Rebbe and a Talmud, and one could add, that's a husband and wife if they're really trying to create a Bayis Neman to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Good. The Ika D'Amri, Rebbe Elazar Rami. Others say the following. Rami Ksiv Kinagdo Vikarina Kinagdo. We know there are no Nakudos in the Torah. So you could read it as Kinagdo. Nagda in Aramaic is whip. So is she a whipping? Or does she whip the husband? Or does she Kinagdo stand opposite and parallel to the husband? So Zacha Kinegdo. Zacha, then she is parallel to him and a help to him. Lo Zacha Minagda. So, and if not, then it's not a good relationship. So again, Zacha and Lozach. Ashkechei Rabbi Yossi Leliyo. Well, Rabbi Yossi once found Eliyo Anavi. Again, this is Eliyo Anavi when he comes back in his guf. Chassam Sofer writes in a chuf in Chelik Vav that most of the time Eliyo Anavi comes in his neshama, to a bris, to a seder. But once in a while, every couple of dafim and shas, right, every couple of tens of dafim and shas, so one of the Tanoim has a conversation with Eliyahu. So they're not talking to a malach, they're talking, he came back in his guf. So Ashkei Rabbi Yossi Eliyo, Omer leksiv eselo ezer, bima isho zrasol adam, how does a woman, how does an isha help her husband? Omer le, so he answers. And we have to figure out what the conversation was here. Adam may be chitim, chitim koseis. A man brings wheat home from the field. Could he chew wheat? Pishton lovi, she brings home flax. What does he do with the flax? Lo, so what does she do? She bakes it and she makes clothing. Lo nimseis mi'ira enav uma amidaso araglav. So what do you see? She lights up his eyes. She's momming him on his feet and she helps him. Fine. Meaning 2 points. Number one is, many use this, many can use this to assume that a lot of times, it's not always, but sometimes a man can come up with an idea, but to put it into practice, to the details, and to actually put it into the family dynamic, says you need the mother for that. You need the mother. Even if the father has a great idea, you know, it's the wife that really takes it to the next step. That's what happens here. I have a great idea. I have some flax. Yeah, but how are you going to make it into bread? How are you going to make it into clothing? Number one. Number two, the Sifsei Chaim asks, what, this was a huge kasha. Sometimes we have kashas, and like we wait till we meet the Gadol HaDor to ask the kasha. So Rabbi Yossi finally met Eliyahu HaNavi. And what does he ask him? How does a wife help a husband? What, he couldn't figure that out himself? What's going on here? What exactly was the question? So explains the Sifsei Chaim, Reb Chaim Friedlander, that no, the question he was asking is, how does the wife help the husband in Ruchnius? How does he help? The husband has a chiyuv of Talmud Torah. So how does the wife get a chelik in that? Like the Gemara says in Brachas, that she waits for him when he comes home late, and he should send her kiss to yeshiva. So that's what he's saying. That, Rabbi Eliyahu HaNavi says, she helps him with the Gashmias to remove some of those responsibilities, and then he's free, more free, to focus on the Ruchnias. Another idea behind this Gemara. V'yamar Rabbi Lazar, another statement of Rabbi Lazar. My dechsif, zo sapam etze me'atzamay basar mibsari. Adam says, wow, this time, when he sees Chava, a bone from my bones, basar from my basar. Malamed, right, well, even before we get to the Malamed, there is a Vilna Gaon that's quoted by various sources. It's in the Panina Mishulchan Agra that Etzem symbolizes the father and Basar symbolizes the mother. Right? So the Gemara says in Nida that a father supplies the bones and a mother supplies the Basar. And when Lavan says to Yaakov, Atzmiu v'sariata, he's saying that we are related both from the father's side, right, through Avram and Nachor, we're brothers, and from the mother's side, that he is Rivka's brother. So, Atzmiu Vasari, Etzemu Basar. So he's saying, Adam is saying, I'm connected to you, Mikolat Sadim. They didn't have parents, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Etzem Me'atzam Ayubasar Mibasari. That's why I heard a Hosafa once, that's why by a Chole we say the mother's name, because the Basar has to do with being sick and we have to fix the Basar, while after a person, Rahman al-Islam, passes on, by a Kelmali we use the father's name, because that's what's left afterwards, the bones, the Atzamos. So, that's the grub. Etzem Me'atzam Ayubasar Mibasari. Mipsari. Milamei, says the Gemara, what is Adam so excited about? Sheba Adam al kol behema v'chaya. Literally, an odd man was Boel, every animal. Volonis karadaito, and he wasn't happy. He couldn't find his mate. Ad sheba al chava. Until he's Boel on chava. Look in the Chizkuni on this pasuk. Sounds pretty literal. Sounds pretty literal, he takes this. Says the Ben Yoyada, chas v'shalom. Says the Ben Yoyada, Shkaga Gedola. I've never seen this in the Ben Yoyada, where he's arguing strongly. Shkaga Gedola Haisaviyada Rav Chizkuni Zal Udi Ime Shehivinu Kavanas Hamaimar Azek Kipshuto Mamish. Chas V'Shalom Shebach Chas V'Shalom Bia Mamish Al Kol Behema V'Chaya V'Chalila Lomar Oso Tzadik Yitzir Kapav Shlakadosh Baruch Hu that the Malachim were scared of. Yes, he did the Aveira of the Chait. But still, how could you say that about Adam? So he says no. He says the Pshat is L'Didi Yishav Hamaimar Hu Kach. Adam was there, Chava wasn't there yet, and he looked around and he sees that there's males and females of every animal. And he starts thinking, he enters into thought, that's Ba. He enters into thought and starts thinking, obviously, Hashem created man and woman probably because he wants them to reproduce and to create another being. And he couldn't figure out how that worked. He saw mating of the animals, but he saw the bodies being together, but he didn't see how that dibuk gufos connects, because as the Ben Yoyada says, as we know, v'hazera shel shneim lo ra'a v'lo yada v'lo hikir ba ki hazra hi biskasya. It's all in private. Amazing. We can think about that too. The act of hazra'a, the act of a maisabia, makes secret. Not a physical, if somebody eating, drinking, you see somebody eating, you see the food going into their mouth. When it comes to a Maisabiyah, you don't see the Zera passing through. You don't, we have no idea. It's totally Tzanua private. That's not a coincidental. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created it that way. But Adam sees the mating, but he has no idea what's going on. He has no idea, you know, that there's Zera being passed. Lo hayelo asaga v'yadiyah v'hekar b'dvarim elu. Shem shayachim l'biyah v'tayvas ha-mishagel. He never tried it himself. He's just looking and looking. Ad until Hashem brings him Chava. And remember, at that time there was no Yetzirah. It was just a physical action. And then he realizes, when he's involved in the act, he realizes the passing of the Zera, and he's like, now I understand. Now I understand what reproduction and how reproduction works. Fascinating suggestion. Niskara daito lahavin kimin hazra yotzei avlad bir yachadasha shalem. Kamo amazria, veins at dveikas gufa begufa bilvad. It's not just a connecting of the bodies, a touching of the bodies, but it's passing of the something from body to the body, and that's the lashon of the Talmud, ba bechakira ubi'iyun. Fascinating. Ben Yehoyada. Okay, we continue now. Says the Gemara. Again, we could spend hours on these dafim. What does it mean when Avram gets the bracha? V'nivruchu v'cha. So the Gemara is going to play on words. V'nivruchu can mean a bracha, but could also mean grafted. Grafted together. Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Avraham, shtei brechos tovos yesh li lahavrich b'cha. I have two branches that I want to graft to you. Rus ha-Moavia v'na'ama ha-Amonit. Rus ha-Moavia, right, the ancestor of David, and Naama Amonit, Shlomo's wife, the mother of Rechavam, the mother that's going to, of Malchei Yehuda. So they will come from other nations, and they will be grafted. Kol mishpachos ha'adama, afilu mishpachos ha'daros ba'adama, emes barchos ela b'shvi Yisrael, even the families that live ba'adama, in the earth, they only get a bracha because of Am Yisrael. What does that mean? Rabbi Yaakov Emden here says, it means the ones that live in the desert, the Midbar. The Midbar. One could suggest, the Ksava Kabbalah in Parshas Bereishis discusses cavemen. It discusses this on the pasuk when Kayin built a city, an Ir, and he called it Chanoch. He built a city? How many people were in the world at that time? That's the Ksava Kabbalah. Why would you build a city for? So suggests this Chava Kabbalah, ear, is from the same shorash as Ma'ara, a cave. They used to, not cavemen, there was anything different, but they used to live in caves. Where else did they live? So says the Chava Kabbalah there. That's what he did. He called, Kayin built a cave. He says, Mistavar ki Kayin haya arishon asher hechin ma'ara kazos lo lemishpachto. V'yaisa nikreis ear. Ki ear u ma'ara shneya miyasod echonim. V'yova lo adiktuk. And he called it Chanoch because he wanted to remember what happened. Chanoch from the word chinuch. He was constantly re-educating himself. According to the opinion of the Rishonim that he did tshuva. Gadol avonim and so. Machlokas, Rishonim. But according to that, he always had a simon. He always named it Chanoch al shem bino. But here it means because he lived in the caves. So that could be Mishpachos ha'adama, even those who live all around. Viter. Kol goyei ha'aretz. Next phrase, first white line. Afilu svinos habos migalya laspamya. Even the boats that come from all over. Einam esbarchas el b'lishvil Yisrael. Everything that happens in the world is affected by what Am Yisrael is involved in. Good. Number six out of seven statements. Amar Reb Elazar. Atidim kol bali umniyos yamdu ala karka. All bali umniyos. All artisans and professionals are going to eventually go and become farmers. Sheyamdu ala karka. Shenamar v'yardu me'ani oseyem, kol tovsei mashot malachim, kol chovle hayam, all the sailors and the people who hold the boats, ala arez yamodu. Right, why would they start farming? Maybe the farming has to do with, is a more ruchani type of, profession, right? The Gemara says, in Shabbos Lam and Aleph, emuna zuseder zroim. Why? So those it says, because a farmer has to have a lot of emuna for the rain. Right, so that's what everybody has to have a lot of emunah for parnasa, but a farmer really does. V'yamar Rebbe Lazar, maybe that's why in the future they're going to be osek in it. It's a more spiritual pursuit. V'yamar Rebbe Lazar, ein lecha umnis p'chusa min hakarka shemar v'yerdu. And there's no lower level umnis, but one could say, but still, because it says yerdu, it's going down, still they'll want to be osek in it, because they'll realize what's important in life. Rebbe Elazar, chaz yalahi ara, and now we're going to have a couple of statements from the Tanayim and the Amorayim relating to to be a businessman is a good idea. Right? The Gemara is full of everything. We had a shiur a couple of years ago about the importance of learning Gemara. One of them is that Gemara hafokhba vafokhba. So the Gemara even has business advice. At least for this olam hazeh. Rabbi Elazar Chazi Ali Yara the Shadi Be'karba Lepusya. He saw that there was cabbage planted widthwise, which is not as efficient as lengthwise, because lengthwise the animals could go all the way straight down without turning. So Amar Lei Tashtai La'arkech. Even if you make this lengthwise, Hafuche Be'iska Tavminach. Being in business is a better idea. Rav Ol Lebene Shivli. Rav went between the standing stalks. Chazinu took a knife and he saw they were waving back and forth. Amarlu, inaifis is nufe. Yeah, keep waving. Hafuche biska tavminach. But still, as if talking to the stalks, being in business is better than this profession, a farmer. Amarava, mea zuze biska, kol yoma bisra v'chamra. 100 zuz in business, a day, every day you can eat meat and wine. That's business. Mea zuze ba'ara, milcha v'chafuri. You're just going to have salt and some unripe produce. Below od ella migna lea ara. You're also going to have to protect your land. You're going to have to lie down on the land to protect it. Umir mele tigri. You'll have a lot of fights with people who say it's their land. So it's not a great profession, says the Gemara. Amar of Papa. What's the greatest profession according to the spirituality? So we know Roi Tzon. That's what all the Chazal, the biblical figures were. Amar of Papa. Zira velo tizbein. If equal, you could get either something from the market or do it yourself. Better to do it yourself. Avagav d'chia dadinenu, even though it's exactly equal financially, hani mivrachan. But if you do it yourself, you have the special bracha of yegia kapecha kisochel. Zabein velotezel. Sell something, sell, and if you're poor, velotezel, and don't become poor. Hani mili bisterki. That's by certain furniture and carpets that you have that you could do without, sell them in order before one becomes totally indigent. Aval glima lo misramile. But don't sell the clothing off your back because you might not find more when you need it. Tom velotashapets. What does that mean? Plug up a little hole in your wall and don't cut out more to like make it nice and neat. Meaning be much more practical. If you have a little problem, you know, just stuff it up and prevent any more damage. Shapotz volotivni. If it becomes bigger, then you have to do shiputzim, right? You have to fix it up, but don't break down the whole wall to build it again. Shakala osik bibinyan mismaskein. Amazing line. Anybody who ever does construction is going to become poor. Meaning what? Whenever we ever have to redo something, it always costs more than we thought. And there's always hidden expenses, and we always spend more along the way. Okay, you might as well add that. Okay, you might as well add that. Get these tiles. Get this. Get that. That's the Gemara. Kolosik bibinyam ismaskein. Kafots zavin ara. Kafots, quickly buy a piece of land as if it's available. Matonas of itza. When you get married, do it right. Make sure you got the right one before you get into a marriage. Doesn't mean to take all the time in the world, but just be matun. Noch is darga nas of itza. A line that's misquoted and quoted by many. What does it mean? Go down a level and get married. What does that mean? A person should settle? Shouldn't just settle? Chas v'shalom. That nachas, right? Rashi just says, this just means don't marry a woman who's from a higher social class than you, because that could lead to problems. She's used to a certain level of fanciness, a certain level of anything, and if they're not in both the same social atmosphere, so it could lead to problems. That's why it's always, you know, the marriages work out if there are coming from people with similar backgrounds in terms of social levels. So nachazaga nasiv. So nachazaga nasiv itza. So it doesn't mean go down a level. Go down from a higher level to your level. Sak darga bechar shushbina. But in terms of a shushbin, in terms of a neighbor, then you could always go up one. Because what's the negative? Always go up one and try to learn from them. And be, doesn't mean dafke in economic status. It just means in nobility, in terms of the way they act, in terms of what you can learn from them. So they could even go up. Amar Belazar Baravina, right? A person should think, related to this, right? The person should think that their wife is the only woman in the world. And this is the perfect fit. That's what we say in Birchas Sheva Brachas. Like, Kesamecha Yisircha B'Gan Eden Miketem. What's Gan Eden? What does that do with the wedding? In Gan Eden was only Adam and Chava. There was nobody else in the world. That's how we have to view. That's how we have to view our wives. That's the whole message of Shana Rishona, the Sefer HaChinuch explains in Kiseitse. To become Teva with one's wife, so every other spouse, every other woman or man in the world is not Teva. Amar Belazar Baravina in Puranas Bala Olam Ela Bishvil Yisrael. Any tragedy that happens in the world, it's somehow connected to the Jews. Shenemar Hechrati Goyim Nashamu Pinosam. I break their towers. Hechravti Chutzosam. I destroy their chutzos, their yards and streets. Fiksiv Amarti Ach Tiri Osi Tichu Musar. Right, talking to the Jews. Rav Havi Mifter Mei Rabbi Chia Omer Le Rachmano Itzlach Vimiti Tekashim Imosa. Rav Chia says, stay away. Hashem should save you from something that's even more difficult than death. Umi kamidi tekashim imosa. What's more difficult than death? Nafak dava ashkach. Many know this from the Gemara in the beginning of Brachas, but it appears here too. A bitter wife sometimes can be worse than death. A relationship, if a husband and wife are in a relationship that's so painful, Rachmana Litzlan, that could be worse, that could be so bad. Rav, Avikum Messiah related to Bisu. Rav's wife caused problems for him. Rav, we think Rav. Ki amar la, aviti li tulufchai, avdi la chimsi. He asked for one thing for supper, she gave him something else for supper. He asked for lentils, she gave him beans. Chimsi avdi la tulufchai. Ki gadol chiyabre, when his son got older, afichla, so whenever he said, he asked his son, please tell her to make me lentils, so the son would tell her something else. So she ended up making lentils. She ended up making whatever the father wanted. Amar le ailalach imach. Your mother's gotten better. Amar le, I know who took afichla la, and I just told her the opposite. Amrele says, oh no, don't do that. Hainu dekha amri inshi. Well, first of all, he says, that's what people say. Denafik minach taima malfach. A great line also. That which comes out from you, meaning your children, sometimes they'll be able to teach you something. Doesn't mean always. We can't let our kids know about this one, so quickly, because then they'll say, look, I always know better. But there is, in a sense, sometimes we learn things from our kids. Denafik minach taima malfach. Alo tevedachi. But Rav says to his son, but still, you don't do this. Don't do that. Don't we know? So the Meiri says he was ready to be Mavater, so he didn't need this. Or the Rabbeinu Yonah writes in Pirkei Avos, but still, you shouldn't do it always. You shouldn't do it like every day, once in a while. If you do it always, it'll become teva for us to lie. And therefore, it would be a negative. Reb Chiya, have the Kamasar related to Reb Chiya also. Maybe Reb Chiya gave this message to Rav, right? This Rav and Reb Chiya talking. So we just spoke about Rav's wife, now Reb Chiya's wife. Reb Chiya's wife also gave him tzaras. Kavi mashkech midi tzara le besudre. But still, when he found something, he used to wrap it up. Umaisi nil and bring it to her and give her presents. Amar le Rav. Vakam etzara le lamar. They asked him, why do you do this? She gives you tzaras. Amar le dayenu shemegavos beinenu umatzilos osanu min hachet. She does some good things. And that is not wiped away by all the negatives that she does. And that's the Yesod Gadol. That's what Rashi quotes, Kiseitzei, that we know that even though the Mitzrayim were terrible to us, they gave us an achsanya. That's why it's Mitzrayim aren't separated from us forever, right? Third generation. But that's what we learn from Reb Chiya, that there is something. If there's something positive, she sends our kids to school every morning. She protects me from chet because I'm married, no hiru avera, and therefore that's something to be thankful for. Makrile, Rav Yehuda, Rav Yitzchak, Bray. Rav Yehuda was learning with his son, and he was learning this pasuk. Omosi ani mami mavis es ha'isha, amar le kagon man. So he asks his father, kagon man, who is this pasuk referring to? And he says to him, kagon imach, like your mother. Like your mother? 1 minute, like your mother. Es l'chavetz chayim, at the beginning of Shmiras HaLashon, first klal. Isn't that Lashon Hara? That's Lashon Hara. So the Chavetz Chaim says, if something is known by the public totally, and the reason it is being repeated has a strong toeles, then it is okay and is not Lashon Hara. Meaning if it's totally known and I'm saying it as Lashon Hara, then it's still usser. But if it's known, so it's not officially Lashon Hara because everybody knows about it, and I'm saying it for a toeles, like here, to give pshat in a pasuk, or some other reason, so then it would be mutter. We'll see in a few minutes that it's not even what you see on the surface. Iva Hamasi there, Rav Yehuda, Rav Yitzchak Bray. But isn't there another story about Rav Yitzchak talking to his son about his wife? Ein adam motzei karas ruach ela mi'ishta rishona. The person only finds ultimate satisfaction from his first wife. Shenemar yi mekorcha baruch v'smach me'eshas nu recha. V'yamar lei kagon man kagon imcha. So again, he says it's like your mother. See, here he has a great view of his mother. Is she the greatest or is she the worst? So answer, miskaf tekifa, v'ibure ma'avra b'mila. She was what we would call noach lichos v'noach lirtzos. So, you read the Pasha of the Gemara, she had both of these midos. He focused on the good. The Ben Yoyada not here, the Ben Yoyada in Sanhedrin. Next Ben Yoyada. Ben Yoyada is classic on every Agadata. He says, what it means here is that she had a teva of ka'as. She had a teva. She could have lost her cool, but she worked on herself. And therefore, when he first said to his son, Kagon who was an evil mother? Like your mother, her teva. Not what she's like. That's why it wasn't Lashon Hara. He was saying that, she was giving a compliment to his wife. He's saying that, no, deep down, you know, Ima has an anger problem. You ever see her get angry? No. But you know that? Because she works on herself. And she's amazing at it. That's exactly what he's teaching his son. Explains both kashas. He goveres al tiva umafekas midoseh latov yashar. Ki ahu chacham. And he quotes the philosopher. We have this. He doesn't quote it, but it's the last Tiferes Yisrael in Maseches Kiddushin. Quotes the story about Moshe Rabbeinu. Similar story. But he quotes the philosopher who, he sees a face image of each other, and he has a face reader, and they say, oh, you know what this person is? He's a Noef and a Kasson and a Galgaiva. And really, he's a perfect in mitos. So the answer is, because deep down, that's what he might be, but he's worked on himself. He's worked on himself and he's become perfect. That's maybe what Rav Yehuda here is describing to his son about the son's mother. Hey chidami sharavaiter, amar abaya makashtele tachel makashtele pumel. What's a difficult wife? Someone who sets the table, she serves supper, but then spends the whole supper literally decorating her mouth, insulting him, saying all the terrible things. Rav amar makashtele tachel umahajele gaba. Different. Sets the table, but then turns her back and doesn't eat with him. The Ben Yoyada here says, back to here, you know, why doesn't she just not set the table for him? Why do you have to set the table and then turn her back? The answer is she wants him in the house. She doesn't want him going somewhere else, because then she can't rank on him. So that's why she does that. Amar of Rabbi Chama Bar Chanina, Kiva Chenasa Adam Isha Avonosa Mispakakin. When a man gets married, so we have all these different chazals, these two blot. The positives and the negatives. A person should be zochet to a wife of all the positives. So when a person gets married, his sins are closed up. Shinemar, Matza Isha Matza Tobi, a fake Ritzon Hashem. Bimarava, in Eretz Yisrael, Kinosev Inishitzo, when a man got married, Amri Le, they used to sing to him. Hachi, Matza Motza, Matza Dechsev, Matza Isha Matza Tov, Motza Dechsev, Motza Nimar Mimaves, Esa Isha. Alright, so what is going on here? All the Mefarshim say, this is what you say. We know from Ksubis, Ketzem Rakhtal Levadei Akalo, you only say good things. Kalanova Chasuda. So the Rav Pinkus writes in one of his Sfarim, Motza or Motza, the negative is the Motza, the present tense. Why? Because it would be a terrible marriage if after people get married, they're always constantly second-guessing. And they're thinking about what could have been, and thinking maybe they're not, and maybe they settled, and maybe this, maybe that. Person makes a decision, gets married, work on the relationship, focus on it, realize that this is it. Matza, if you have the matza attitude, I'm married, and now I'm going to work on it, that's great. Motza, if it's always present tense, it's always fakus and questioning, so that's going to be terrible. Number one. Yosef Engel also says here, look at the second half of the pasuk. That's the difference. Not the motza and the matza. The first pasuk is matza, the yafig ratzon me Hashem. If you get married l'shem shamayim, for beautiful reasons, to build a bayis naman, that's going to last. But if you got married for the woman herself, for her beauty, for her looks, for anything, for her money, says that's going to be maves. Viter. Amar Rava, Isha Ra, Mitzvah Lagarsha. If it's a terrible marriage, Mitzvah Lagarsha. Gerushin is not something that we want to do, but ultimately, if it reaches that stage, Dechsiv, Garesh Leitz, V'yetzei Madon. And if the wife is a negative influence on the husband, he has to do it. Garesh Leitz, divorce the scoffer, V'yetzei Madon, and then Machlokes will leave. V'yishpos Din V'kalon. The Amarava, Isha Ra, Viksubasa Maruba. If somebody has a situation of an Isha Ra, but there's an unbelievable commitment for the Ksuba. Sarasa Bitsida. So what he could do, Napizmanazeh, but in the days of old, so threaten or actually take another wife. Right? When a woman hears about another wife, all of a sudden they're tsarist to each other. They each compete for the husband's love. Tamri Inshi, Bechaverta Velobisilta. Right, Bechaverta, right, she's with a friend, she's Mekabelis Tochachasa, Yoser, says Rashi, and that's worse than thorns. V'yama Rava Kashi Isha Rakiyom Sagrir. Rava says, an Isha Ra is like a stormy day. Shneamar Dalaf Torei B'yom Sagrir V'eshes Midyanim Nishtava. It's equal like. The Ralbag on that Pasuk says, just like a person goes home and sometimes if there's leaks in the house, so then even on a stormy day, there's no protection. Person goes home and expects to have comfort and be home. And sometimes if he doesn't have a good relationship with a wife, it's not comforting at home. V'yamarava, bore, kamatova, isha tova, v'kamara, isha ra. How great is a great wife and how evil is an evil wife. Kamatova, isha tova, defsiv matzi, isha matzah tov. So what is that pasuk talking about? Either a woman or about the Torah. That's the mashal. See, if it's talking about her, kamatova isha tova shakasa mishabcha. So amazing. A pasuk says good things. Ibatora mishtoikra, and even if it's referring to the Torah, kamatova isha tova shatora nimshalaba. The Torah chooses a wife, though, to be nimshal to. Amazing. So, kama ra'isha ra, dechsev motani marmimav, it says, isha, same thing, iba gava mishtoi kra, if we're talking about an isha ra, kama ra'isha ra, shakazim magana, the pasuk is even, saying she's wicked. Iba gehenim mishtoi kra, and if it's referring to gehenim, kama ra'isha ra, shakahenim nimshal abba. It's used as the model for gehenim. Hinni may be ra, shalo yuchlu latseis bimena, will bring upon you a ra that you can't get out of. Amr of nachun amr abarabaravua, zuisha ra, viksubasa meruba, right, a terrible situation. Nasanani Hashem biyadi lo'uchakum. Hashem has put me in a place where I can't get up. Amr afchista, amr ukva, barchia, zuisha ra, viksubasa meruba. Bimarava amru, zusha mezonosav, taluyin bakaspa. It's referring to somebody who's tali on the marketplace. Right, you're always tali on the market, so you don't know how much money you're gonna make. What is that referring to? Your children, writes in the Tochacha, will be given to another nation. That's a stepmother. Sometimes the relates are always challenging with a stepmother and stepchildren. And all these chazals about this difficult situation. But there are other ideas learned out from this pasuk. Stukim. What does it mean with a disgusting nation? I will anger them. This is referring to the Tzukim. V'cheinu omer, amar navo b'libo, ein elokim v'gomer. Because they deny Hashem. They deny that Hashem gave Torah Shebal Peh. B'masnisa tana elu anshe barbaraya v'anshe martenai. Shemahalchen arumim bashuk. These nations that walk naked. They walk around naked in the marketplace. Brazen. She'en lecha meshukat mesu'a lefnei amakom. There's nothing more disgusting to Hashem. Yosem mi shemahalik bashuk arim. Somebody who doesn't recognize that the tselem elokim, natural busha that one should have, right, and that's what the, also the barbaraya, so one of the first say, that's where barbarian comes from. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, elu chabarim. Who are the chabarim? Rashi says, wicked Persians who are not makir in the covet of Yisrael. Omru le'le Rabbi Yochanan, also gavri le'bavel, chavrai le'bavel. Rabbi Yochanan, who was in Eretz Yisrael, he was told, the chabarim came to Bavel. Shkanafel, he fell down. He was in such pain that fellow Jews were going to be in pain. Amrule, then they said to him, Makabli Shokta, no, they take bribes. So Taras Yosef, so he got up, he's like, okay, so it won't be so bad, we'll bribe him. Gazra Gimel, they told him, but they were goes, they made three terrible decrees. He answers, Mepre Gimel, it must be because of the following three Averis. Gazra Labasar, they made a decree against eating meat. Mepre Matanos, because we didn't give the proper Matanos, the proper meat, to the Kohen and the Levium, everything we were supposed to do. Gazra Lamerchatzos, we must not take tevila seriously. They're digging up the graves. Must be because we're being involved in their holidays. Right? How is it that a Yad Hashem is going to be on our forefathers? A little bit more. Amalei Rabba L'Rabba Bar Mari, Ksiv Lo Ye Asfu V'Lo Yi Kaveru L'Dom and Apnei Adam Yiyu. The Pasuk says, Rachman Elasan, they won't be buried. V'Ksiv V'Nifchar Maves Mechayim. They'll choose death over life. How would somebody choose death over life if they know they're not going to be buried? Amar Lei Nifchar Maves L'Rishayim Shlo Yichyu Bo L'Mazev Yechtu V'Yiflu B'Gehenim. No, that's Pasuk referring to something else. That Rishayim should choose death over life because during life they're just digging their grave more. If they're dead, they're not doing any more terrible things. Fine. We are up to Ben Sira. Kasuv B'Sefer Ben Sira. Let's just start it, then we'll continue this next time. Kasuv B'Sefer Ben Sira. Ben Sira, as you know, is one of the apocryphal books. He was Nolad Ba'ambati, according to the Mefarshim. And the Gemara quotes from Ben Sira from time to time. Isha Tova Matana Tova. And Isha Tova is a great gift. The Bach takes out the next three words, the Malav Satova. B'chek Yirei Elokim Tinasein. She will be given in the bosom of a Yirei Hashem, v'izocha, isha ra, tzaras l'vayla. Maita kante, yigarshena, v'yisraba mitzarato, to get healed from the tzaras. Isha yafa, ashrei b'ayla, mispar yamav kiflayim, she'll double his days, because he's going to love every day. Halei meinecha meisha schein, penti lachibim sudasa, but remove your eyes from your neighbor's wife. If you'll get caught in her snare, don't even be so friendly and hang out in their house with their husband. It's led to terrible things. Right, so that's why we have to be careful. Not only from our other neighbor's wives, but even from neighbors, if it will be that I will be close with their wives. It's like a spark that lights up coals. Kain bateya malea mirma. Like a kluv has a lot of birds in it, like a cage, so too their house is full of mirma. Al teitzar tzaras machar. And a great line. Actually, maybe we'll stop here and we'll start with this next time. Just to allude, it talks about, don't worry about tomorrow because you don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. So we'll stop with Al Tatsar, B'Hashem. We'll pick up with that next time.